This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I was looking to buy some shirts and saw a shirt that said going off Harley Davidson, and it said Jesus Christ, Holy David's Son, and I almost got it because it looked nice. But I was like, well, is it really right to call David holy? I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, calling David David's holy son, right? What's the shirt say?
It said Holy David's son. I thought about that too, but now I said
Holy David's son. Yeah. Oh, Harley David's son. Holy David's son. Oh, I get it. It's just a play on words.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. I wouldn't word it like that, and I wouldn't do it just because it's kind of clever, because it might be a little bit misleading. But, you know, it's okay. You know, Holy David's son.
Right.
I get it. And, you know, I wouldn't think too much about it.
Number 5.
Man being created on the sixth day, and the number of a man. Well, those two things connect.
A lot of people don't know this kind of stuff, but there's numeric patterns in the Bible. 12 disciples, for example, the 12 stones in the Urim and Thummim, the 12 tribes of Israel, of Greek letters and Hebrew letters, because the Old Testament's written in Hebrew, the New Testament's written in Greek, and letters with both Hebrew and Greek are also numbers. So when you write a word in both those languages, you get a mathematical value also. It's called gematria. Jesus, Jesus, in Greek, is 888. Circumcised on the eighth day. Jesus rose on the eighth day, which is the first day of the week. So man was made on the sixth day. And the Antichrist, his number will be 666, which means that his name, added up either in Hebrew or Greek, or both, will be 666.
So is that why man's number is 6? Because we were created on the sixth day?
Yes, we were created on the sixth day, so the number of man is 6. That's all. It's real simple.
Number 4.
I need a theological word for when Jesus, God, offers us salvation. Is that acceptance on our part or choice?
It's both. The word in Greek, John 1:12, eleban, and it means, it comes from lambano, and it means to receive. So we're receiving Christ. We are trusting in him to accept, to receive. So it's fine to say you've accepted Christ, you've received Christ, you've trusted in Christ. That's fine. It's perfectly biblical.
Very good. So I could use choice, acceptance, or receive then properly?
Sure. You can say people need to choose to believe in Jesus, and they do, and that they need to receive him and trust in him and his sacrifice. Receive. That's what I tell people. You need Jesus. Oh. You need to believe in him. You need to trust in him. And I talk, and I try and persuade them. And then God in his mercy, because I don't know how it all works, just pray during witnessing. I pray, Lord, open their hearts. Open their hearts that they would receive you.
Number 3.
The Lord said to him, this is verse 11, who has made man's mouth, or who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now that shocks a lot of people, because what I'll do when I'm talking to the positive confessionists who say that God always wants everyone to be healthy and wealthy is I will quote that without them knowing I'm quoting it. And they'll say, no, I reject that. And they don't realize I'm quoting the exact word of God. So in that context, God certainly has the right to make people blind if that's what he chooses. People say, he would never do that. That's what he says right there in Exodus 4:11. You got to deal with it. Now in John 9, Jesus says, healing. Now, does it mean then that God directly made that person blind? Not necessarily. God can certainly do that according to Exodus 4:11, but there's also the natural consequence of sin running in the world, where one of the effects of sin is blindness, the effects of sin in the world, imperfection and failure. So we don't know in the case of John 9 if it was God's direct hand or if it was just something that God allowed to occur because of the nature of the fall in the world.
Number 2.
Come on, you got kids. You got kids. Do you show patience? We both know what the answer is.
I have patience sometimes.
Okay. And kindness to them, right? And your wife too, and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness, and you have self-control. You see, you have these things because they're the fruit of the Spirit. You don't manifest them as well as you'd like, and you're judging your own salvation based on how you perform. That's your greater sin.
I do that, yeah.
This is what Paul the Apostle said in Romans 7:18, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh, for the willing is present, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I'm doing the very thing I don't want, I'm no longer doing it, but sin which dwells in me. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good." This is Paul the Apostle talking. "For I could joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members." That certainly sounds like you. You see, I believe you're saved, and I believe that you have to work hard at your sanctification. You need to trust in your wife, except for her taste in men. I mean, that's my wife's problem, but you know, okay, but the thing is, your wife will have certain abilities and characteristics, and I'm sure she's a good woman, and she's a Christian, right?
Yes, sir.
If you
I wouldn't have married her otherwise.
See, you're a man of God, and you fail in a lot of areas. You need to trust in your wife and with your wife to help you through things. I know, because I did that in my marriage in the early years. You sound very familiar to me in a lot of ways. Your salvation is not dependent on your actions. It's dependent upon your faith in Christ. And because you're struggling, it's a sign of life in you. You need to turn everything over to Him and trust in your wife. Find men that you can talk to and elders in the church too. And you pray and you read that word and you trust. And you go on and you go to that cross every single day. And you will find that time will move forward, and with it, you will improve.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say that you...
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.